Becoming Lioness by Meredith Mansfield. I wheeled my horse toward a movement in the tall grass, taking a firmer grip on my spear. From the way the herd dogs growled even as they gathered the nervous cattle, I knew it must be a predator. Too small for a bear. The grass wasn't that tall. I'd be able to see the bear's back above the seed heads. Not a lion, either. I'd have felt the presence of my clan totem long before I saw the grass move. Wolf, maybe. I could deal with a single wolf. No need to call for help. Maybe I'd finally convinced Aron that I belonged out here as much as he did. I shifted my grip on the hardwood shaft and tightened my knees to steady my horse. When the lion stepped out into the open, I had to resist the urge to blink. Impossible that I hadn't sensed him. I was too stunned to be properly afraid. He was the strangest lion I'd ever seen. Instead of being tawny with a darker mane, he was all black, and he appeared gaunt, undersized and underfed. When he took a step toward me, his movement was clumsy, almost as if he didn't know how his joints were supposed to work. The lion took another step forward, but still didn't charge. My heart leapt to my throat at that intense stare. I'd been prepared for a wolf, not this. Sensing my fear, my horse shied, and I fought for control, backing him slowly away from the lion. "Daron!" I called, trying not to sound afraid. This wasn't the time to let my pride or Daron's prejudice against me get in the way. I was Lion Clan. I couldn't kill a lion except to defend my own life. Even then, there'd be a month's worth of cleansing rituals to go through. Being Horse Clan, Daron had no such restrictions. Daron turned his horse at my call and charged down on the lion with his heavy lance. The beast turned and fled back into the tall grass. I watched him go, trying to sort out what was so wrong about him. Besides his strange appearance, he hadn't behaved like any lion I'd ever seen. Worst of all was the fact that I hadn't been able to sense him. Reflexively, I reached out, testing my bond to the spirit of the lion. I sensed lions under the trees at the waterhole a mile off, but not a hint of the black lion that must still be much closer than that. "How did you let that happen, Kiara?" Daron asked me when he turned back to me, contempt in his eyes. "I thought it must be a wolf, because if you can't tell the difference between a lion and a wolf, you're no use to me out here. Go back and tend the children in the vegetable patch with the rest of the women. Daron, you're no good helping with the herds if you can't even give proper warning of your totem animal. Go on." My back stiffened. I could feel my face flush with anger. Daron was almost 15 years my senior and the son of the chief herdsman, putting him in charge out here. I've never been good at taking orders. Probably part of Daron's problem with me. He was within his rights to call me unsuitable for the work and send me away. Going quietly would make it easier to earn a second chance. Besides, I needed answers I wasn't going to find out here. "I'm going, Daron, because there's something really wrong here, and I mean to find out what. But before I go, there's something you need to know. I didn't sense that lion even when he was right in front of me. Don't rely on my clan brothers to sense him for you either if he comes back. Keep your eyes open." I turned my horse and galloped back towards the village without giving him time to respond. No doubt Daron thought I was going to consult the tribe's shaman, or else go crying to my father or brother. I had someone else in mind, though it made my skin crawl to have to do it. Theklon was actually the last person I wanted to talk to. I'd avoided him since he came back to us with that other girl tagging along behind him. Since I had to stand there so eager to welcome him back with all my joy turned to ashes and vinegar in my mouth. I hadn't forgotten that pain, or forgiven it. I doubted I ever would. She'd left soon enough, pale, pampered, useless city girl that she was, appalled that he expected her to live in a sod hut like the rest of us. Served him right. He could sleep alone until his flaming red hair turned gray and fell out as far as I was concerned. I wouldn't talk to him now, except that he'd been away to places where magic wasn't something to be feared and warded against. There were places where magic was actually used openly and even valued. Not like my people's superstitious dread of anything the least uncanny. Theklon had not only been to those places, I suspected he'd been trained there, that he knew much more about magic than anyone else among the Dardani, even the shaman, that he could even use it if he chose. I'd always had the feeling that he could, if he wanted to. My feet dragged as I neared the Eagle Clan huts. If I hadn't needed an explanation of what I'd seen, not even a pride of lions could have dragged me to face Theklon. I needed more time, but unfortunately Theklon was in the first place I looked, his leather workshop. Theklon's face brightened the moment he saw me coming towards him. It almost made me relent. That and the way his smile sent waves of heat down through my belly. This was why I'd avoided him for so long. Traitor that my body was, it remembered the kisses we'd traded before he left, the feel of his hands on my skin and his arms around me. We'd only begun to explore our feelings for each other when he was sent back to where he came from, on the other side of the great forest, but I'd dreamed of him every night he was gone. And then he brought her back with him and ruined it all. I stiffened my back. I wasn't going to let him see that he could still affect me. Kiara, I didn't want to hear his clumsy attempt at excuses and apologies again. He should never have put himself in a position to have to apologize. I ignored the warmth spreading through me and infused as much ice into my voice as I could. I need to talk to you about something, Theklon. Theklon's expression changed, joy replaced by disappointment. With a gesture of my head away from the village, I said, "Will you walk with me?" We walked in silence until we were some distance from the huts. His hand twitched towards mine once, but I raised my hand to put a stray lock of hair behind my ear. Theklon didn't try again. Except for the hummocks of the sod huts behind us and the distant green line of the forest to the east, the plains seemed to stretch to the ends of the world, the ends of my world, at least. Theklon had come from beyond that horizon. I hoped that meant he'd understand what I couldn't. He broke the silence. "So, Kiara, why are you in the village at this time of day? Shouldn't you be with the herdsmen?" I tried to keep the bitterness from my voice. "Daron sent me back. He never wanted me out there in the first place, and now he's got an excuse. That's why I wanted to talk to you." Theklon arched an eyebrow. "I don't have much pull with Daron. Your father or brother would be more help there." I shook my head, eyes still on the horizon. "Not with this. Something strange happened today. I need to talk to someone who knows about magic." Theklon quickly looked around to make sure that no one could hear us. "What makes you think I know anything about that?" I looked back at him, meeting his eyes. "I can't explain it. I always knew you were different, from the very first time I saw you. You feel different than everyone else." That got Thekon's full attention. "Feel different? What?" He shook his head and sat down cross-legged on the ground. "One thing at a time. I think we have several things we need to talk about. First, tell me what happened that you think involves magic. Maybe I can help."